Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I hope you had a glorious day today on this Chamber of Commerce Day. It was spectacular. Of course, if you're listening in the Palm Beaches and you're driving along 95, you're on 95.9. Be careful. And, of course, in 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, we couldn't be happier that you're with us tonight. We have a great show tonight, long-term care insurance. We're going to talk about long-term care insurance. What is it? Should you own it? What does it cover if you do own it? If you don't own it, should you buy it? When should you buy it? Do you really need it? These are a whole host of common questions surrounding long-term care. And my guest tonight, who is an expert, is going to answer those and other questions. Lisa Beers is here, and she's been in the long-term care industry for quite some time. I won't give away her age, so I won't tell her. But we'll get to her in just a minute, and I'll give you her full bio. But let's hang in there. Vaccines, you know, we keep hearing about a lot of vaccination hesitancy. Stop being hesitant. Go out. Get vaccinated. Please go get vaccinated. I can't begin to tell you how liberating it is. And as things begin to unwind and some of the restrictions come off, being vaccinated will help you get to enjoy more quality of life. So please get vaccinated. All right. I can't stress that enough. The other thing is I want to just tell everybody to get ready. Most people don't understand that the Florida State Legislature only meets 60 days a year in the state of Florida. Well, the session is coming to an end. What happened during that session? Well, what happened during that session is very important to everybody listening to this show. And Tina Pulsky, who is a Florida State Senator, is going to be my guest in a few weeks, and I encourage you to listen. So get educated. If you have some questions that you'd like me to ask her, please let me know. And then lastly, not to be political, because I don't want to be the least bit political, the Chauvin trial is over. It was big news for all of us who are glued to our TVs, who may or may not still be in quarantine or in isolation. I don't know how you feel. I don't really care, but I am glad that the impact of the Chauvin trial has been pretty much non-existent and everybody's kept their cool. And for me, I'm really happy to see that. So, but you didn't come to hear me talk about that. You came to hear Lisa Beers. Who is Lisa Beers? Lisa is the president of the Premier Planning Group. She is a long-term care and disability income specialist. She holds a certificate of long-term care designation, CLTC, which has combined her knowledge, skills, and compassion to address clients' concerns in the critical areas of long-term care and income replacement protection. Medicare planning is also part of her services. She's achieved national success working with individuals, employees of local and national businesses of all sizes, as well as their family members to provide quality protection utilizing all available tax advantages. And we're going to talk about tax advantages later during the show. During her more than 25 years of insurance industry experience, she has led the long-term care divisions of Travelers Portfolio Group, which is a division of the Travelers Insurance Company, USI Insurance Services, and she led the Disability Income Division of Connecticut Mutual before joining Premier Planning Group. She graduated from Brown University and holds many professional memberships. She's a long-standing member of the Executive Board of AGC, which is the American Jewish Committee. She is president of her condominium board and works with the developers who are helping to improve the downtown at the Palm Beach Gardens venue, which is very important for this area. Lisa, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Thank you very much. I appreciate the No Age F reference, and I hope that our conversation tonight will be helpful to your listeners.
It will, I'm sure. So let's start at the top. What is long-term care insurance? What does it do, and what does it cover?
Okay. I'd like to make a little differentiation before we jump into the insurance. Let's say, what is long-term care? Then what is the insurance, okay, and what will it do for you? Long-term care it's easy to say what it isn't. It isn't your medicine, it isn't your doctors, and it isn't your hospital. That's your health insurance, your Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance. Long-term care is a group of services that are provided when you have a chronic illness or disability, be it from a sickness or an accident. that will allow you to carry on with the normal daily activities when you cannot take care of them yourself. And it's anticipated that this is not a short-term need, it's long-term care. So figure at least 90 days worth of care is required. That's what long-term care is, and it involves all kinds of services, both home health aides, registered nurses, occupational therapists, physical therapists. The other thing long-term care is not, it is not a place. It is right. not a nursing home. It is not an assisted living facility. It is not your own home or a relative or friend's home. All of those are areas where you can get the long-term care.
So I think it's important, just because as you were talking, you know, the question I get all the time, well, why do I care about this? Medicare pays for all of that anyway, doesn't it, right? And as you were talking, all I could think of is my audience saying, Medicare will cover all of that. What are they talking about? Medicare doesn't cover most of that, does it?
What you've just hit upon is one of the biggest myths that exists. And Medicare will do some. If indeed you've been hospitalized for 3 full days and you need long-term care based on that kind of condition, and generally speaking, you need it in a skilled nursing facility, here's what they'll pay. They'll pay full the first 20 days. Then they'll pay some for the next 80 days, which is hopefully supplemented by your Medicare supplement. Come day 101, hasta la vista, regardless of what's going on.
Absolutely. But go ahead, I interrupted. So given that people think that this is covered, and now we have just told them that it's not, all right, you can all get up off the floor, gang. There is a product out there that you can buy that can help you defray the costs of your long-term care.
Specifically, right? And that is, from your first question, the long-term care insurance. And it comes in various forms, but what it provides is care at home, whether it's your home or a relative's home, it does not matter. It will provide home health aid coverage. It will provide homemaker coverage if indeed you need the actual care. It will send a physical therapist to your home, all of those kinds of services. The other thing it will do is if you have to go into a skilled nursing facility, a nursing home, it will pay for care in the nursing home. It will pay for the room and the board. It all depends on your particular plan and what you choose to put into it, but it will pay for the nursing home. It will pay for the care in the nursing home. It will pay for an assisted living facility.
Because, so just to clarify, because I think some people are going to be confused by that a little bit. Most long-term care insurance policies that are currently owned by people will not pay for skilled nursing care, but will pay for assisted living, and there is unless it's a nursing home policy.
It used to be long, long, long ago, 30 years ago, just home care. Right. Then there were just nursing home policies. Now, over the last certainly 15 or 20 years, most of the top carriers have always offered combination policies that say you buy a plan, which will pay certain amounts of money, and it doesn't matter where you need the care. As long as you have a plan of care that has been signed off on and provided by your doctor, by a social worker, and if you meet the eligibility requirements, it will pay for any venue.
So, fair to say that everybody's policy may be different.
Absolutely, right? Fair.
Which I think is an important distinction. Like everything else, you know, the caveat being make sure you have, you know what your policy says.
Right.
So let's go back and talk about, because we're on this subject, if you're talking about long-term care insurance, can what you include or exclude, how important is it for you to think about all the eventualities? I guess what I'm saying, I'll start with the beginning. How many people are going to need long-term care in their life, right? Because Most people think, yeah, it's not going to happen to me, all right? I'm healthy, I'm young, I'm good. My father lived to be 85, and he smoked, and he never was sick a day, right? All those things come up. How prevalent or how likely is it that you're going to end up needing long-term care at some point in your life? Do you know?
The answer is about 70% of us are going to need some form of long-term care for some time. It doesn't mean years and years and years. It doesn't mean that it is terminal. But I'm going to address one other piece that you just mentioned, because that leads into another myth. Right. And the myth is, it's only for old people. Well, the reality is, and I don't like to throw numbers and statistics around, but to answer that part of your question, about 40 to 45% of all long-term care claims paid are to people between 18 and 65 in the working world.
Say that again, because I'm stunned by that.
40 to 45% of the claims. We're not saying the length of claims or anything else. Right. That there is one that pays off. 40 to 45% of the people are between age 18 and 65. In the working world. May I give you an example of a real case?
Sure.
There was a gentleman who worked for an airport, not in Florida. He's a client in Colorado. And he worked bringing the baggage in from the airplane and back to the airplane and so on. And he was riding on the top of the cart, as he always did, to protect the luggage and heading toward the terminal. There was a braking situation, and he fell off. The man is a paraplegic. The man needs long-term care for the rest of his life. He's very fortunate in that his wife is a nurse, but then what does that mean for her career, and how much money do they lose over time, and all of that? And when they structured the claim, his settlement, a certain amount of the money was set aside to buy long-term care for her. Because what would happen if then something happened to her? This man was in his mid-40s.
Wow. That's a fascinating story. And that's a fascinating statistic, something I would never have presumed. Of course, in my world, I don't go there. But that's quite interesting. So that leads to the question is, who should buy long-term care insurance? Who should be thinking about that?
The answer is, it depends, which is never an answer we love, but what are your resources? How many assets do you have? What is your family history? Who's there to take care of you? It's the what if questions, and those are the hardest questions, and this is what any advisor needs to do very carefully. Ask the question and sit back and listen. The old two ears, one mouth. Listen, because no two people are the same, no two situations are the same, and so no two solutions are the same. Most of us will need long-term care, or should at least prepare for it. And in that realm, what I would say is, I never recommend that anyone try to insure for 100% of the risk, because maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. And there are more advanced, more modern solutions than the very old traditional policies that take into account, what if I never have to use my long-term care insurance? Can it pay off some other way? And the answer is yes. And if we want to get into that later,
I do want to get into the options other than the traditional long-term care insurance, because there are some and there are underwriting issues. But you raise a couple of issues here, which I think are really important. There is no one-size-fits-all, even in determining who should buy, when you should buy, how much you should buy, what product you should buy. So you really need somebody like yourself, all right, who's an expert in the product to help work with you to determine what the best solution is. And I guess, go ahead. Run with that.
And it can be very confusing. Yeah, and so somebody like myself can help make it a little more simple for you. And I would say to one part of your question that you did ask before as well, when should you buy? The answer is even if you can only buy a small beginning contract in your mid-40s to would be great, certainly buy early 50s. And that's a matter of pricing. It's a matter of your health. You're more likely to be healthy and able to get the best pricing available. Hopefully you're a non-tobacco user, so you get the discounts available for that. And you should buy, if you're a couple, partners, spouses, both should buy. I have had situations recently where both women in the spousal unit were not able to get coverage because of pre-existing conditions. It became more important that the spouse have the coverage so that any resources they have can be there to help the person who could not qualify.
The uninsurable person, right?
Exactly. But to make it easier for people, I always ask three basic questions. And that's after we've determined that there is a need and they understand what's going on, what it can do for them. How much, how soon, and how long? How much do you think you need to have available? And that depends on where you live and what costs are in your area, and understanding costs are not going to be flat, they're going to go up. How soon should it start? How many days will I self-insure or pay? It's called an elimination period, but it's just like a deductible before the coverage actually kicks in. And unlike any other insurance deductible, it's not a per incident, it's one time. If you buy the right contract, one claim, satisfy the deductible, never have to meet it again. Even if you get better and in the future have a second claim, no deductible. How long? How long should these benefits be available? Has so much to do with your age. Has so much to do with your age. And the thought that because costs will rise and our medical care costs in the long-term care area go up generally 3 to 5% per year, you need something in your contract, again, depending on your age, that will help escalate that benefit each year without escalating your cost.
Right, inflation adjuster, and I think we'll talk more about that as we begin. You know, I think you've raised a couple of really very, very important points, and I want to come back and drill down on them a little bit. But the reality is that I think people don't have an appreciation, one, for their likelihood of ever needing this kind of coverage, right? That's the first part. I mean, when you say 70%, I mean, that's an amazing number. I did know that number, but I laid that up for you. Anyway,
softballs are good.
The 70% of us will need some care at one point. It's like I always say in a presentation I do, who wants to go to a nursing home? Nobody ever raises their hand. The reality is 85% of people will spend some time in a nursing home. That may just be for rehab, but they will spend some time in a skilled nursing facility in their lifetime. People are astounded by that. So one is, the likelihood of needing this is great if you live long enough. And the second part of the equation is it's really, really expensive to take care of yourself. And so even those people who think they're in a position to self-insure, when they start to put the math together, it often becomes apparent that that is not the case. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. I'm here tonight with Lisa Beers. We're talking about long-term care, because I've been corrected, long-term care and long-term care insurance. Lisa is the president of the Premier Planning Group, which specializes in long-term care and disability income, and others as well. We're going to talk about a whole host more about this subject matter. If you're tuning in for the first time, this show is about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We're here every Monday night from 6 to 7. If, in fact, you're a regular listener, we're still here every Monday night from 6 to 7, but you already know that. We thank you for coming back. We're on two terrestrial radio stations, 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, 106.9, and I couldn't be happier that you're here. If you have questions, however, for Lisa or for myself, you can call us. 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client. Because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. Or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
Hi, I'm Laura Olivares, the president of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused home services company. Unfortunately, COVID-19 continues to be a reality for too many of us. But thankfully, every day, more and more of our older adults are getting protected by the vaccine. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on protecting older adults as well, from safety improvements to downsizing to emptying the home after the loss of your loved one. Silver Solutions is here to help you move forward with ease and confidence. To find out more, call us today at 877-AGE-SAFE. That's 877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our team is bonded, insured, and follows rigorous CDC guidelines, including the full use of PPE. Life can bring the unexpected, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on us, Silver Solutions.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us tonight. I'm here with my guest, Lisa Beers. Lisa is president of the Premier Planning Group, which is a firm that specializes in long-term and disability income. Before the break, we were talking about the fact that 70% of us will at some point in our lives need some long-term care. It may not be for a long time, although I'm going to come back to that in a second. But we also said that it's much more expensive. And I thought Lisa has prepared kind of a basic primer on what you can expect in terms of the cost you might expect to pay today, which, and frankly, in 10 or 15 years, it's going to be much more. So why don't you share some of those with us?
And just to set that up, Scott, the government numbers say that in the next 15 to 20 years, expect whatever numbers I'm going to say in a moment to be double or triple.
Right.
So it's really can be out of whack. What I did was just look at here in Florida, where I'm sitting, and I looked at New York, Texas, and Wisconsin to just give a sort of broad brush and a rather remarkable thing. Take Florida and take Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, for a nursing home room, private or semi-private, the cost is somewhere between $8,300 and $9,000 a month. That's a lot of money. That's over $100,000 a year. That doesn't talk about a lot of ancillary services. If you talk about assisted living, it's significantly more reasonable because obviously the level of care required is expected to be less. And there you're somewhere around $5,000 to $6,000 a month. we will keep New York out of it because New York is well over 15,000.
We don't have a heart attack because of my show.
No. There's no liability insurance, so we will leave that off. But even in Texas, actually in Dallas, the nursing home is about $5,000 to $6,000, which surprised me when I looked. But what you need to know is if you have a contract and few of us stay in the same place forever and you move to a different state, your same benefits are available, but you may have gone down to Texas where it's less cost. Your coverage will go further, obviously. For home care, that's a tricky one because it tends to be about $25 an hour. And no one knows that better than you with your company. But if you think about the amount of care that somebody needs, if you take, say, 5 days a week, two shifts a day, 16 hours, you're looking at about $12,000 a month.
No, long-term care, whether it be in your home or in an assisted living community or in a skilled nursing facility or in a memory care unit, can be extraordinarily expensive. And what I wanted to talk to you about how long you need for, you raised that in the earlier. You know, I don't know if I ever told you this because in full disclosure, I've known Lisa for a few years, but I started out in the life and disability insurance industry. And I used to say back in early 80s, you know, if you were buying disability insurance, you only needed 2 years or lifetime accident, 2 years illness, lifetime accident, because in 2 years you were dead or better, all right? But that's no longer true because with Alzheimer's disease, with Parkinson's disease, with MS disease, the chronic disease, you can live 10 years. You could be paying for some kind of long-term care with the optimum word there being long, you know, as opposed to care.
Yeah,
it could be very expensive. So that's another consideration, right?
And even cancer these days, it's no longer classified as terminal, it's classified as chronic.
Well, that's really interesting.
Because there are so many people who, doesn't mean you're well. I mean, the treatment can be worse sometimes than the disease, and you are so fatigued and so drained that can lead to the need for long-term care, even though you may be surviving.
That's really interesting. I don't think of it that way, but you're absolutely right. So back in the day, there were literally hundreds of companies that sold long-term care insurance. Today, there are few. Are there still anybody?
Very few. Right. And there are a couple that are very good. Not many in the traditional sense, meaning I pay my premium, I get my benefits. If I never use my coverage, it's gone. It's like my homeowner's insurance. Each year is a whole new beginning.
Right.
But there are some contracts that recognize that this is a difference. And there are, in the last 15 years, more carriers have turned out the product that we know as a hybrid product, which is generally the more popular is a combination of a life insurance, usually universal, although there is whole life, and long-term care, the primary purpose being long-term care. But if I die and I've never used my benefits, there is about a third of that money available as a death benefit to whomever I've named as my beneficiary. Or after a few years of having this contract in force, I can get up to 80 to 90% of my money back if I get to be 95 years old, and I decide, you know, I'd rather have the money, give it to my family, use it for me, whatever it is, I have enough to take care of myself. How long am I going to live? And I can get that money back. So there's no use it or lose it necessarily anymore.
And I want to talk about the underwriting differences for each of those because that's important. And I want to explain the difference between universal and whole life because, honestly, I don't know the difference, and I'd like to know that. So we're going to do that when we come back. If you have questions for my guest, Lisa Beers, Because we're talking about long-term care insurance. And this is a subject that's really, really critical, because if you've been listening all night, you understand there is every likelihood that the people listening to this show tonight will at some time be in need of long-term care. Maybe not for a very long period of time, but everybody, or almost everybody, or as we heard earlier, 70% of us will have some need for long-term care in the future. It's a really, really important subject. Often misunderstood, a lot of questions, a bunch of myths. We've eliminated some of those already. If you have questions about long-term care, if you have questions about long-term care insurance, if you have questions about almost anything at all, give us a call, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you are with us here on this glorious day in South Florida. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Lisa Beers tonight. Lisa is the president of the Premier Planning Group, which specializes in long-term care and disability income. It's a fascinating subject, a necessary subject. If you've been listening during the course of the evening, you understand that there is every likelihood that you or somebody that you know is going to need long-term care. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Well, actually, let's talk about that first. Lisa, I know that you think long-term care insurance or this kind of product is for more than just you, right? It transcends the need of just taking care of yourself, right?
So true, Scott. It is for the family. It is for the people who you love and who love you as much as it is for the individual. Because what it's all about is protecting your assets, and the most important asset you have is your family. And it's a very difficult burden to have a caregiver who is a family member. I have been one more than once, and it's done with love, but it makes you exhausted. It deprives the family, or the person, usually the woman in the family, to be very frank, of tremendous amounts of income, loss of pension, loss of career mobility. You hear about the sandwich generations, and so the poor parents are trying to take care of their in-laws or parents while taking care of their children, And there is also for the parent or anybody being taken care of, there is the matter of dignity and independence, and they've led their lives and made their own decisions all their lives. It's very hard to turn that over to a child, and it can lead to resentment. It can lead to resentment among the siblings as to who's doing what for whom. And there's just no need for any of that. And I'll give you a perfect example. My sister and I do not live in the same state. My mother lived in a different state again, our home where we grew up. She needed care. I knew she would need care someday because of the way things were going. I asked her if she would buy long-term care insurance, and she said no. I said, I sell this and you won't do this. I then said to my sister, will you share the cost? And she said, sure. Asked my mother, will you go through the process if we pay for it? Oh, no problem. 2 or 3 years later.
That would have been my mother. Yeah. She would have let me pay for anything.
It's what they did. Listen, they gave and gave. It was our turn. But now she needed care, and she needed care at home. And all she wanted was to stay in our home. This allowed my sister and I to stay and maintain our careers and our families and be there with her when we could and when we wanted to and for love. Whereas she had somebody there from long-term care that could take care of her. She ended up going to the hospital and spent literally 3 days in a nursing home and passed away.
Right.
But over 2 years of care at home.
No, I mean, you've touched on a most important subject. So if people want to talk to you about long-term care insurance and don't want to call, how can they reach you?
I'll give you both my phone number
sure.
and an email address if you wish.
Sure.
But the phone number is so easy. Area code is 561-799-0780. And I would love to talk to anybody for any questions.
Give the number again.
561-799-0780.
And the email address?
It's a little bit long. It's my name, lisa.beers.ppg@att.net.
One more time.
Lisa.beers, like you drink it, lisa.beers.ppg@att.net.
So we're going to give you a chance to get that again. So if you missed it, don't worry. I promise you we're going to give Lisa's contact information again. You know, the family dynamic in this, you touched on probably five or six really critical issues in the family dynamic: sibling rivalry, mom always loved you more, right? There's who's going to pay for this. Mm-hmm. There are four sisters and brothers. Two are doing well, two are not. Who's going to pay for care? It's dignity, it's quality of life. And the other thing, I think you would agree, people who get help, people who have long-term care insurance get help sooner, right? And getting help isn't the end of your independence, it's the beginning of the restoration of your independence, correct?
It couldn't have been said better, Scott.
Thank
it
you.
Just couldn't, because that's exactly what it is. And I had a gentleman who said he was buying the coverage, a very wealthy gentleman, because he knew, first of all, he said, I give as little to the government as possible, and I'd rather pay a few $1,000s a year for this for my wife and I than hundreds of thousands of dollars to take care of us later. The other issue is he knew that his wife, if he died first, she would spend hardly any of their money on herself because of the kids, because of philanthropies. If it's insurance money, she would spend every dollar on her care. and that's the story.
that's class. We could do a whole show on that.
Yeah, that's
we really could. This is why you think both spouses should be covered, correct? Where possible.
They, am I right? Because you don't know who will be affected, who will be impacted. Whoever is, the other person needs the coverage just in case they need it in the future. As we know, men tend to die earlier. We take care of them, and then there is the person who's left. But there are also discounts for people who are spouses or partners, and that helps. There are some options that can go on a contract that say if my spouse dies, anything that was left in that person's account comes over to me.
Right.
So, you know, so you can share the benefits. If I run out of, if I use up my benefits, I could dip into my spouse's.
And while the perception is, of course, that men do die sooner, and it's not perception, it's accurate. The reality is that some of the more chronic diseases affect women at a greater number. So, you know, I can't tell you how many men I commiserate with who are caring for their wives with Alzheimer's disease. It's a tragic, tragic circumstance. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We're here tonight with Lisa Beers, who is the president of Premier Planning Group. We're talking about long-term care insurance and disability income. We haven't spent much time on disability. Maybe if we have a few minutes before the show's over, we will, but I don't know that we'll get there. Anyway, we're going to have a whole host more. I'm going to talk about hybrid policy in a bit more in a bit more detail, because I'm sure that's there. I want to talk about the tax advantages. There are tax advantages to this, and we're going to do all of that. Of course, if you're a regular listener to OMG, you know we're here every Monday from 6 to 7 right here on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents, and it runs the gamut. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you who my guest next week's going to be and my guest the week after. Both very interesting shows. But tonight, I'm still here with Lisa Beers, talking about long-term care, president of Premier Planning Group. If you have questions for Lisa or for myself, you can call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused company that works like a family for all of your mom and dad's home-related needs as they age, from keeping them safely in their current home to managing a downsizing or relocation to assisted living to emptying a home and distributing the family's treasures after the loss of a loved one. Silver Solutions is there to help families move forward with ease and confidence. If you're worried about your aging parents' safety at home, or you're an older adult concerned about losing your independence, give us a call today at 1-877-8 Age Safe. That's 1-877-AGESAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com for a free consultation. We're bonded, insured, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines on all jobs, including the use of full PPE. You can't stop the aging process, but with Silver Solutions, you can make growing older safer and less stressful for the whole family.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, indeed. We're here tonight with Lisa Beers, who is the president of Premier Planning Group. It's a long-term care specialist specializing in long-term care insurance and other solutions for the eventuality of you needing long-term care, and the likelihood of that happening is greater than you probably realize, and it's more expensive than you probably imagine. So we have been talking a lot about that. Lisa, not everybody can afford long-term care insurance, of course, but the cost of not having it could be much greater. There are some tax advantages both in acquisition and in the type of policy. Perhaps you could run that by the audience, if you would.
I would be glad to, Scott. And the biggest advantage is for anybody who is a business owner. And I'm talking about sole proprietor, how you file a sub-S, partnership, C-corporation, and we don't have a lot of C-corporations. Those get the biggest bang for their buck. But in general, the government has acknowledged that they can't take care of this need for us. There's no way they can afford it. So how do they make it more palatable is to try to help us with tax advantages. And if you're a business owner, again, it varies a little for the owner, him or herself, but it is like a grand slam in baseball. Number one, you can select other than by gender or age. You can discriminate as to who you want to pay for if you want to make it a perk for some of your employees and not others. If the employer pays for it, they get a full tax deduction for the employee, sometimes for the employee's spouse and dependents as well. There is no tax on the premium, which is unlike any other benefit.
If the employer
buys this contract for an employee, that is not included in their income on which they pay taxes, which is different than any other benefit. And at the other end of it, if the person has to use the benefits and collects, it's tax-free. Right. So it is truly one of the most beneficial. And each year, the amount for a sole proprietor that they can deduct goes up, and they're in age bands defined by the government. They go up every January. So, and if you don't have anything like that, any kind of working relationship, if you are unfortunate enough to have over 10% unreimbursed medical expenses, including the cost of your long-term care premium, Then you also are eligible for what they call the age-based deductions.
So it is very tax advantageous.
Better than any other benefit available.
That's really me. So, I most people know I'm not a kid, right? I'm a senior, and everybody who hasn't bought says, I can never get insurance because, I've had X, Y, or Z or whatever. So there's a lot of concern about insurability, right? But it's kind of different than you would think. There are some things that would preclude you from buying insurance or insurance companies insuring you, and others that you think might won't, right? So can we drill down a little on insurability? Because I think it's a really critical issue.
It is, and the first two statements are 100 years ago when I went into this business, I began as an underwriter.
Right.
So it's a special place in my heart to work with that. The second piece is, when the horse is out of the barn, it's too late, which also speaks to what we were talking about earlier. Buy it as soon as you can. To underwriting particular issues, anything that would require that you need care with your bathing, dressing, transferring from, say, the bed to the bathroom, your toileting needs, the ability to take food into your mouth, those kinds of the things you do every day, maintaining control of your bodily functions. If you need help with that now, the answer is no.
Right.
If you have neuromuscular diseases, if there's any hint of Alzheimer's or dementia or multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy or some autoimmune diseases, the answer is no. But so many things are able to be covered. Heart disease after certain times with conditions controlled, yes. Cancer after certain times of remission, yes. So there are a whole bunch of different kinds of arthritic conditions. Osteopenia is something most of us suffer from as we get older and our bones become a little thinner. That's okay. Osteoporosis can be more difficult. Doesn't mean the answer is no. You never know what the answer is until you find out. With disability income, if you're in therapy or on certain medications, the answer is probably no or very limited coverage. With long-term care, it tends to be different.
Does hybrid open up because of the life insurance component? Does that make it easier to underwrite or not?
In some cases, it makes it easier. We are finding with COVID that they are looking more carefully at some conditions. I haven't seen actual changes in underwriting, but lots of proposals going on around there. A few years ago, they never used to ask about your family history. Today, if you have some companies, if you have mother, father, sister, brother, immediate family, who has had dementia or Alzheimer's diagnoses, you get limited benefits. Not all carriers. Right now, the hybrids especially do not underwrite for that.
Well, so...
And the key difference with hybrid and traditional rates can be increased if your state insurance department allows it, and they control the amount.
Right.
With the hybrid policies, the price is the price is the price. And you can pay in one lump sum and never pay again, or you can pay over time.
Well, that's an interesting differentiator I had not heard anybody say before. So lifetime policies are almost non-existent anymore. What's the longest term somebody can buy today?
There are a couple that will do lifetime.
Well, there are.
There are a couple. There is one hybrid that will do it, and there is one... trying to make sure I'm right. I only know of one traditional plan that will do it. It's a newer carrier, and I am personally, my advice, I'm very cautious about with whom I work.
Well, that's another thing. I guess we should talk about the viability of the insurance companies, because a lot of them are struggling. There's a couple that have gone out of business, and some people's benefits have, in fact, been impacted by it, right?
There is Penn Treaty, exactly. Right. I, years and years and years ago, had people want to buy it, and I turned them away. I just didn't trust it.
Right. Well, you were right. So, since you're so smart, how do people reach you?
Please call 561-799-0780.
One more time.
561-799-0780.
And you have an email.
I do. It's a long one. It's lisa.beers, B-E-E-R-S, .ppg. @att.net.
One more time.
lisa.beers.ppg@att.net.
So if you just tuned in and you realize that we're talking about long-term care insurance, and that's something you wish you had been listening to, but you forgot that we came on at 6 o'clock, which, of course, we do every Monday night, but it's okay. You could forget this week. If you forgot that and now you're sorry you missed the show, I have great news for you. You can still listen because we podcast. Yes, we do. Tomorrow, up and running, we will be on OMG I'm Getting, and you will be up there sometime around noontime. And you can listen to this show and to any of the other shows that we've done over the last nearly 10 years we've been doing Oh My God. Of course, if podcasting is not your thing, we put it up on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. I know you want to put a T in there. Do not do that, okay? PalmBeach.comfortcare.com. There is no excuse for ever tuning in late, however, because wherever you are. We're on iHeartRadio. Just download the iHeartRadio app. Search for True Oldies in Palm Beaches. We're here every Monday, 6 o'clock. And, of course, we simulcast, all right, on your cell phone or anywhere. TrueOldiesFLA.com. You can listen to us. Again, every Monday at 6 o'clock. Next week, an interesting show, a show I care a lot about, although it's a little odd for us. We're going to be talking about the Guardian Ad Litem Program. The Guardian Ad Litem Program is how you, my audience, might be willing to get involved in helping change the life of children, children in need. So the Guardian Ad Litem Program, very misunderstood, confused with traditional guardianship. It is nothing at all like traditional guardianship. It is a volunteer program that helps children in need. You can really make a difference in someone's life. So Chris, well, not Christy Gell. She was going to be here, but now Beth Ziegler is going to be here. And I talked to her today. She's very excited, and she's looking forward. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking to Damon Thomas. Who's Damon Thomas? Damon is the new executive director of a community opening in Delray called Inspire. Inspire is going to have, it's an assisted living, an independent assisted living community opening up in Delray momentarily. And they're going to have a special unit specializing or specialization in Parkinson's, probably the only one of its kind in this area. And I think you're really going to be interested to hear what Damon has to say. It's a very unique community. He's very experienced. He's a lovely guy. I have not met him, but I have heard him speak. It's terrific. But in the few minutes I have left, I want to continue with my guest. Lisa, we talked a little bit about costs escalating over the few years. So some of the things that should be included would be like an inflation adjuster, correct? Is that available on all of the policies? Is that readily available?
It is available on all of the policies that with which I work and which have top ratings. So I would say all of the policies, as many as are now available, both traditional and hybrid, they usually have choices. 3%, 5%, simple or compound, obviously very different growth, very costs. Different costs. Yeah. And whether it's right for you, it is right, frankly, most of the time. Sometimes you'll have someone who's a little older, and it's better to buy a higher benefit cost-wise, maybe more than you need today, and not put on an inflation option or put on a more modest inflation option. It's very important that you never try to struggle to make the cost of a long-term care contract, because dollars to donuts, you'll pay and pay and pay, and then you'll say, oh my goodness, oh my God, and you'll cancel it, and then you'll need it. So be comfortable with it, and that's part of the listening process for whomever you work with.
No, that's very important, because a lot of people struggling with price increases, so those who had long-term care insurance at one point, which is another reason why waiver of premium is really important. I know we didn't really talk about this, but waiver of premium, because if somebody accesses their insurance policy, they go on waiver of premium, and then it doesn't really matter. And I guess we don't have a whole lot of time to drill down on that. But that brings the question that I would like to talk about, which is, when should people access the benefits on their policy? Do you have any advice for that?
Yes. As soon as you and your doctors think that this will be a possibility, just call. I would say to my clients, call me first, but then call the company, call the claims department, set up the appointment to at least see if a file should be opened. That way, when it actually comes into being required, everything is already in process, and it's easier, smoother, faster.
I think
May I say one more thing? And this is what I've seen too many times. When people think they are the only ones to be able to care for their loved one, especially spouses, don't wait, because you have that deductible to meet, and it doesn't usually get met until you've brought in some kind of care. Some contracts say, no, as long as you qualified on day one, we don't care if you brought in care or not. But some do, and especially to your point before, older contracts require service days, meaning somebody who is approved has to come in and provide the service for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours a day.
Right. And I think if you have a big elimination period, we didn't spend a lot of time on elimination period, but if you have a big elimination period, first of all, stop complaining about it, because you paid less premium over the years. All right. And so that's why it's like a deductible. You can have $1,000 liability deductible on your homeowner's insurance. $5,000, you can. It is what it is. You pay a premium appropriate for that. So that's one part of it. But two is, get help when you need help, because if you need less help now and more help later, it's better to use your elimination period when it costs you less money.
And maybe Medicare takes care of it during your elimination
period.
Yeah,
if you're in 90 days or 100 days when you're in long-term care.
That's right.
Whatever I'm trying to say. Yes. Anyway, you've been a great guest. It's been so much fun. Lisa, it's terrific. You've given a lot of important information. I can't thank you enough for being here tonight. I appreciate it. I know we've been talking about this for quite a while, so I'm glad we finally made it. And I have no doubt that you have helped somebody tonight. I appreciate it. Maybe I'll get you to come back someday. You've been very, very gracious with your time and your preparation, and I appreciate that. So thank you very much. If you just tuned in, you missed a great show. We've been here with Lisa Beers, who is the president of
Premier Planning Group.
Premier Planning Group. Well, you'd think I would know that since I said it six times tonight. But anyway, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Tina Pawlowski, state senator, Florida state senator from the area here. I encourage you to listen to that show. We're here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight, we've been talking about long-term care insurance. Next week, the Guardian Ad Litem program. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about assisted living. So there's a whole host of things that might interest you. If it doesn't interest you, it might interest somebody you know. So please tell them about us. 95.9 True Oldies in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We'll see you next week. Good night, all.